I came into work this morning and you were up making a coffee and I said to producer Matt, Matt, I am an ideas woman. I have come up with the best idea. I was staying in a hotel over the weekend and I went and got myself some Vietnamese pho for dinner, or pho as some like to call it. And I brought my pho back to the hotel room and I left it on the desk there and had a shower. And when I came back out to make my pho, I had to pour the stock or like the broth into the noodles and the beef. And I had my first bite and I was like, oh, it's a bit cold because I'd been fiddling around in the shower and whatnot. So I thought, oh my God, there's no microwave in this joint, but there's a kettle.
Okay.
Here's where the idea is brilliant.
This is the kettle brewing right now for your
pho. So I tipped the, I made sure the kettle was empty.
Tipped out the water,
and
yeah.
Clean. And then I.
How clean?
Oh, like it looks sparkling.
You got into it?
Yeah, it didn't have any like weird black stuff on the bottom.
Okay.
So I tipped the broth into the kettle, flicked it on and boiled the broth.
In the kettle?
In the kettle.
Ugh.
Genius. Ugh. Genius. And then I poured the warm boiling broth into the noodles and the beef and off I go eating delicious. And it was fine.
Happy with it?
Happy.
Tasted good?
Good.
You stay in some nice hotels though.
Yeah. This is a 4.5-star hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I get to work this morning having done that, thinking that I was so fabulous. And producer Matt goes, ew, have you not read that article about people that boil their undies in kettles?
Yeah. See, I hadn't heard about this either, but Matt and I stayed together on Friday night. We went to a Bucks party on Friday in Newcastle. And we stayed in the same room together. And the first thing he said when we walked into the room, he said, oh, kettles in hotel rooms, never use them. And I said, I hadn't even thought about why. He goes, yeah, because people put their jocks in there. I never heard about this.
Oh, God.
Why would you put your jocks in a
because,
kettle?
Because, okay, yeah. People.
Has anyone done it 13, 12, 16?
People apparently want to clean their undergarments, and by boiling, they think they're getting rid of the germs.
Wouldn't you just do it?
So basically, I've eaten like 100 people's crotches.
Now, did that taste?
Fine. But this article that I'm now reading, because yeah. I quickly Googled it,
yes.
It says the germs that could potentially be in said kettle, the bacteria can kill you.
You should have seen this place we were staying in on Friday night as well. If there was going to be deadly bacteria in any kettle, it was the one we stayed in.
It causes botulism.
What's that? What's botulism? For the body? Botches on the body? Is that right?
No.
What?
So some bacteria that can't be killed by boiling water, it's called Clostridium botulinum spores.
Okay.
Which is botulism.
Yep.
Botulism. Botulism are a rare and potentially fatal illness caused by a toxin produced by that bacteria. It weakens the body, blurs your vision, you feel tired, you have trouble speaking. Basically, your body just shuts down.
Should we go to Blake right now? Blake from Berkeley Vale used to work in a hotel.
Oh,
and please, feel free.
Don't, please.
Feel free to call the show
horrific.
On this one, 13, 12, 16, if you've done this before or you've got something on it. Blake, what's your take on this kettle in hotel room stuff? No, can't hear
Blake.
You at all, Blake. Sorry, I'll put you back on hold, back to our producer. Let's come back to Blake. We'll go to a break.
No,
he says here, he used to work in a hotel room and found something foul in the kettle. What
right,
is
like,
it?
I am actually not kidding, and I did not know this.
Yes.
I
can't wait to find out what was in this kettle from Blake. We'll take his call when we come back next. Are you dying, Pollard? Short answer.
How long does botulism take to kick in?
Round about now. What's that rash you got going on around that
neck
of yours there? The big question this morning is, will Ash be dead by Christmas?
I'm having a nervous breakdown. I thought I was an ideas woman, but it turns out I may have botulism and I might die. I boiled some broth in a hotel kettle, thinking that that was smart because there was no microwave there. And now I find out people boil their filthy undies in them and leave botulism spores hanging around.
What is, because you've been looking it up in the break, what is botulism again? What happens
to you? It's like where your body shuts down.
And you can catch it from this. And you've messaged a doctor friend of yours?
I've messaged one of my best friends who is a doctor. And I literally said to her.
When does this kick in?
I said, oh my God, I need to know if you can get tested for botulism. I'm scared I have it. Not really, but kinda. I feel fine, except I boiled some soup in a hotel kettle and now I find out people boil their undies in them to get them clean. The germs remain. I could have eaten the spores.
Well, let's find out what else is found in these kettles in hotel rooms, because Blake from Berkeley Vale has worked in hotels on the Central Coast. Morning, Blake.
Blake.
Hello, mate.
Welcome to the show. What did you find in a kettle?
Well, we're doing a repaint in a hotel on the coast here, and all the boys drink coffee, and I never drink coffee, hate it. But, yeah, they found a turd in one of the hotel rooms in the kettle.
Yes, a turd.
It was pretty full on, but fresh. I'm just glad I didn't drink coffee and deal with it.
How old was the turd? Fresh? Are we talking fresh turd? Are we talking a couple of weeks old turd?
Would have had to have been probably about a week. It looked like it had been boiled a few times.
Oh, you're kidding me. That is not right. You can't. You've got to open the lid and see it before.
Yeah, but even if it gets cleaned out.
We showed the staff and they were pretty shocked by it, but yeah.
God.
Okay, do not tell me what this hotel is. But if a cleaning person, what are they called?
A cleaner.
A maid or whatever.
Yeah.
Does not check the kettle.
As if they've got time.
They don't deserve to be a maid.
As if they've got time to check every kettle in every hotel room.
It's their job. Their job is to.
It should be made from now on as a policy. They should have to.
Well, I mean, they're doing them in the bloody hotels that I stay in. That thing is clean.
This has put me off. I will not drink coffee in a hotel room ever again.
Oh, God. No.
Unless you like the taste of turd and then go for it.
Blake, you reckon that thing.
Yep.
Had right. been boiled.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tasty, Pollard, tasty. When does this botulism kick in again? Just give me how many days it takes.
I don't know, like 2 days, a day.
Good luck with that. I reckon Pollard will have a sickie at some point later this week.
Don't ever say that. This
Good
is
on
bad.
Good on you, Blake. Thanks for calling the Gaundy and Ash show.